to forward it.
That's what you call a emery rock?
No, that's a grinding rock.
Grinding
rock. Emery rock is just about so big. Yeah.
Yeah. You hold that in your hand?
No, well, some of them you can bolt it on something and turn it with a little hammer. Yeah. And then there's some of them pulled by electricity from a belt. Yeah.
What about the leather thing you used to sharpen a razor? What about the leather thing you used to, well, barbers still do, use it to sharpen a razor with? You know, leather thing, the
razor. Now, you see, there's one thing, I got two of them now. A drawing knife. That's one thing that just like that tree there, if I want to peel the bark off it, I'd use a drawing knife.
Mm-hmm.
And if not that, in some parts of it, I'd use my plane. Like when I get up to the mast and I want to make a speaker on there, I might use the drawing knife for a little bit and then take the plane, because the plane will drive it off and make it nice and smooth.
Mm-hmm.
You see, better than me pulling a drawing knife. Yeah, but for peeling and stuff, I use that drawing knife mostly.
What about if you go to the barber shop and then the barber's going to trim around your ears and around the edges with a straight razor?
Shaping it up.
Mm-hmm. And what does he use to sharpen the razor before he does that?
A strap.
A strap?
Mm-hmm. And then another thing, they use is something they call honing the razor. Well, I don't know, it takes a man to do it. I know what they say, honing it. I don't know what they mean by honing it, but but I know the strap, oh yeah. And of course, it looks like the most of that is done away with now. They're making these safety razors and stuff. You see, they use the blade and throw them away and put in a fresh one. Yeah, they don't use the old time no more.
Well, that's okay for shaving your face, but you still can't trim around your ears with it.
Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah, that straight razor is the thing for that, the old time.
What do you call it if you don't shave your face? What is it that grows?
They call it the beard. And some of them say whiskers, but it's all the same. Yeah. And just like you, I got a little of it, mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't let mine go too long. I didn't like it. Like I see some of them got too much up there. And my father-in-law, he used to let these go out. And then sometime he'd shave it all off, inside it.
You go to the barbershop and ask him to cut what? You go to the barbershop and ask him to cut what?
Haircut.
And what about somebody that doesn't have any hair? What do you call him? If somebody doesn't have any hair, you say he's what?
If he ain't got no hair, I don't know what to do. Shave it. I don't want to do if he ain't got no hair.
But if you want to... If you're pointing to some or telling somebody who someone is, and he's the one that doesn't have any hair, you say, well, he's a guy over there.
He's bald head. I hear you. Yes, he's bald head. That's like my uncle that is dead. He never did grow no beard.
Hmm.
No, sir. He lived to be 75 years old. He never did grow no beard. No mustache either.
Hmm.
No, he never did have to shave. That's funny.
So you mentioned the shell when you killed a cow. What do you call the ammunition that you put in a rifle?
Put in the rifle, you call it a bullet.
Bullet?
Yeah. Well, you can call it two things, bullets or cartridges. Cartridges would be the right name because all of them that is in those cartridges use bullets. You see, the lead is in the end. You call it a cartridge. 22 cartridges, 32, 38, 22, and 44.